Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Barry Lennon is back with us again, once more with feeling now, Barry.
Yes, there we go. Nearly there. One final fence to jump or two.
And what is that fence? What is still going on?
Well, word from our reporter, Brian O'Connell, in Cork North Central, that a full recount is perhaps anticipated there.
Okay.
At the moment, the People Before Profits, Mick Barry, trying to hold a seat. He first won in 2011, I think. He's 35 votes behind the Labour Party's Owen Kenny from Mallow, who's gone into the frame for the fifth seat here. So they're checking bundles of votes, and then they'll have a chat, the People Before Profit. But they think they've maybe identified one or two votes that would favour Barry over Kenny, mm-hmm. and they feel it more likely than unlikely that they will continue because full recount.
Brian was telling us they were looking at a bundle of 1,000 votes. As you say there, then they were going to have a chat. So the chat hasn't happened yet, but People Before Profit feel it's worth having the chat.
At this stage, more likely than unlikely. And remember as well, perhaps they would argue that, you know, Owen Kenny Mallow, he would have that group of votes, would have picked up transfers from all over the place. So this would have perhaps been quite a complex count. So maybe they would see a door open, perhaps, to go for a full recount. And as we said earlier on, famously in Cork South Central next door in 2002 between John Dennehy and Cathy Sinnott, they had a recount
that went on
for a week in the long, hot summer. So a bit different than that now at the moment.
Okay, so Brian O'Connell could be in for a long one there, not to mention the poor people who are counting the votes.
That's right, yes. We mentioned independence earlier on, and maybe this is where the conversation might go next. If Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are not happy to go in with Labour or Social Democrats, of the 16 independents elected so far, by my tot, 10 of those have either been elected for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, or have had a history in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Gene Poole,
yes. They hate that phrase, but that is the fact. They include the likes of Sean Canny in Galway East, even the Healy Ray brothers, while recently elected Gillian Toole in Meath comes from the Fine Gael family originally. You add in Paul Gogarty, formerly of the Green Party, now an independent, making a comeback in Dublin Midwest. He too served in government. So maybe there are as many as 11 independents that could perhaps come into play. The five outstanding constituencies still remain: Cavan Monaghan, the aforementioned Cork North Central, Kildare North, where the independent Bill Clear has just been excluded, Louth and Tipperary North. We had talked up the prospects perhaps of Kevin Callan getting into the frame in Louth, but really looks like a seat there for Fianna Fáil and Aaron McGreehan, while in Tipperary North, Fianna Fáil likely to take a seat through Ryan O'Mara, who is the imprimatur of the outgoing TD Jackie Cahill, whilst hope they will finish in Cavan Monaghan today. We had speculated yesterday that count could go on for 3 weeks and they'd make a romantic movie out of it, but it looks like that movie, the end trailer, will run later today.
Barry, thank you so much, and thanks for all of your work over the election count. That's Barry Lenehan bringing us to the end of the programme.